Session number 10428, Reel 2.
Mr. Economides, Reel 2. You said that you got on the train to Perpignan?
Yes. There were about 10 of us, I think, and 7 or 8 people from England. And there was also a Filipino sailor, Manuel Lizarraga, his name. He joined us later in the British Battalion, and he was a liaison officer because of his knowledge of English and Spanish. And we got to Perpignan. We had a medical checkup in Perpignan, and we left on a coach for Figueras. We were lucky. Later on, they had to walk over the Pyrenees, but it was before the, this could be done. And we rode into Spain in comfort.
Was this in January 37?
No, the first week of December 1936. We left London on the 5th, and we entered Spain on the 7th. And we left London at night, 6 on the way, yes. On the 7th of December, we were in in Figueras.
What happened to you there?
Well, from there on, we went on a train and made our way to Barcelona. And from Barcelona, again on the train all the way to Albacete.
What kind of reception did you get at first in Spain?
Well, we had very, enthusiastic reception in applause and welcome in both Figueras and in Barcelona. And then we were on the train, and the next thing we stopped was Albacete, which was the base for the international brigades. From Albacete, we went straight to a village outside Albacete, Madrigueras. And there we met other friends.
Who did you meet?
From the friends we sent
earlier.
Yes. We got together, and they formed a company of English-speaking volunteers. This is December, the middle of December, about 100, 120, something like that.
Who was in command of the company?
George Nathan. He was an officer in the First World War, and a very capable and brave man. We were not long in Madrigueras.
Did you get any training there?
Very little. We had no rifles even or anything. Very little training.
So, as far as you were concerned personally, you must have been almost totally militarily untrained.
Well, that is true, and the same applied to the others, really. Very little. A little dry firing, how to squeeze a trigger and march, but barely a couple of weeks. In Madrigueras at that time, there was a French battalion under De La Salle was the commander of that battalion, Frenchman, and were the an English company attached to a French battalion. And we got orders to go down to the Cordoba front in the south. Just before we left, but a few days before, a group of English volunteers came from, joined us from Madrid. Amongst them was John Conford, Jock Cunningham, Sam Russell, or some less, you know, the, I don't know the others, but probably about eight, they joined us. And we went down to Andújar in Andalusia.
Did the ones from Madrid tell you about what they'd been through?
We didn't get a chance to talk to them, really. It was only a couple of days, if that. You know, we had no... well, at least myself, I did not get the chance to talk to them.
But at least they must have had more knowledge of...
Well, they had a little more experience, yes. I remember Conford had a bandage around his head. He had apparently a little scratch or something.
Who had?
Conford, the young poet who got killed there. Anyway, we got to Andújar, and then we went to a position that was about Christmas, I think, Christmas Day. We went to a position called Lopera, and there the battalion was attacked both from the air and from the ground, and we lost a few.
What kind of positions were you in personally? In trenches?
No, it was open. It was open. There were no trenches. Just went to, there was no front. We went to meet the enemy in the open, and we reached a spot where we came under fire, and then we tried to take cover.
What kind of country was it? Fields or olive groves? Or
fields and open country. Open country.
Could you shelter? Fields. Could you shelter behind walls or anything?
No walls. Not where we were, but. We formed a place where we could shelter. We would find on the ground place where you could shelter from the enemy fire.
In hollows in the ground.
Yes, and or the corner of the ground from where the firing was coming.
So, did you have many casualties in your unit?
We had some. Some even from the air before we even reached it. You know, a plane came and fired and caught a Kabul one in the chest and he was dead, and others. There we lost actually a Ralph Fox. I don't know if you heard the name.
Ralph Fox, yes.
He was a journalist with the working for the Daily Worker who went there and he got killed.
Did you see him killed?
No, I did not see him killed, but I saw him just before.
What was he doing just when you saw him?
Well, when I saw him, he was just like anybody else in the walking along. I didn't see him at the actual point of being killed. We lost a few, I think, about... it was about 140. I cannot tell you exact numbers, but at least 10. Got 15. Got wounded and killed. Half a dozen killed at least, and 10, 15 wounded. Papa Ioannou was wounded in that action.
What was the name of this place again?
L'Opera. L-O-P-E-R-A.
Was this still December?
Yes, yes. Actually, the front, the fascists were advancing from there, and they were stopped. And I understand the front remained there until the very end, you know, at that spot, about three, four miles outside Andújar.
Did you actually see the enemy at L'Opera?
No, I didn't get much chance to see much, no. Just in the distance, you didn't see anything. No.
You had a rifle, though, did you?
Yes, I had a rifle.
Everybody had a rifle.
Yes, I was with the in the Irish section. You know, in the company, the third section was Irish, and I was with the Irish section. By the way, there were a few Dutch also, about a dozen Dutch people in the English or English-speaking company.
So was there a policy to put all the non-English in the same section?
Not really. But the Irish, there were quite a lot of Irish, and they had the Irish also had military experience. The commander of the Irish section was Kit Conway, who was a very experienced and soldier and a brave man too. And he was the commander. It was three sections to the company, and the Kit Conway was the commander of the third section, and Captain Nathan was the commander of the company.
Who commanded the other two sections?
Well, I don't know. There was Palmer was his name, or something else. I don't know their names even. It does not...
And how many was in a section? About 15?
Oh, no, more than that. It was a section, about 40, I'd say. Yes, around that. Three sections, and the other, the company, was 140, the full complement of a company. About 40, I'd say. 38, 40. I don't remember exactly, really, in numbers, whether to count, you know, you were in a thing like that. Yes.
And each person had a rifle?
Yes, we had a rifle. In fact, I was given the rifle in Andújar, just outside, and I say to Kit Conway, I say, I never fired a rifle, I said to him, and I never before. And for that matter, I don't know whether this rifle fires. Can I try a round? And I pulled the trigger in the air, you know, and it fired, you know what I mean?
Was he horrified when he heard of your inexperience?
No, he knew it. It was no secret. It's... Everybody else was in this, or say 90% were in the same boat.
Was it a good rifle?
Well, nothing very special. I believe they were Mexicans. Mexico sent a load in those days. In fact, the only countries that helped the Republic were the Soviet Union and Mexico.
Did you have any grenades?
Not there. Later on in other actions, we had grenades.
So did you fire your rifle at the enemy at L'Opera?
No, I didn't get there. I didn't see the enemy to fire. Not to within reach or to see to take a shot.
Were there any civilians around at L'Opera?
Well, they were coming away on donkeys and things like you see refugees... escaping from the war zone. I remember donkeys loaded, you know, with children and possessions and people evacuating villages in the front line.
Was it a pathetic sight?
Well, yes. Yes. We saw that as we were going towards the front and coming towards Andújar. the town. And later on we moved to another village and it was completely deserted. You know, the next to Lobera, another village, completely deserted. It was in the front line, in the very front line. And it was that other village was completely deserted. I remember seeing the hanging from the ceiling, melons and onions, and people had the, you know, the things that peasants have in a house.
Did you see any Spanish Republican troops at Lopera?
No.
How long were you there?
About a week, four, 5 days. And then we were moved. We came back to Andújar, and there we went on up tracks and we were taken to Madrid. We traveled overnight in open tracks, squeezed a lot of us in each track. It was terrible. We moved. We were taken to... We spent a few hours in a deserted village. I believe it was called Alburquerque. And then we went straight on to towards Madrid, and we got into Madrid.
Was this the whole battalion that was moved?
Yes, the whole battalion. And we got to a place in the Guadarramas. From Madrid, we didn't stay in Madrid at all. It was in the suburb of Madrid, in a place called Los Cuatro Caminos. And there we went to Las Rozas in the Guadarramas. North west of Madrid.
Is this December or January?
December still, end of December. End of December.
What was it like in the Guadarramas?
Well, it was very cold and misty. It's mountains. And
Were you told why you had been moved?
No, but, didn't even have to ask. The reasons must have been obvious. By the way, when we were
in Lopera,
the battalion commander, a man by the name of De La Salle, was tried for cowardice and betrayal and was shot. And his job was taken over by Captain Nathan. He was promoted to the battalion commander. And Kit Conway became company commander of the first company.
So you knew about this trial and execution?
Yes, I knew. They said he took part in the war of intervention, this man. But I don't think he was personally. The fact that he came from a different background, also he used to sleep four miles behind the front, in a white house near Andújar. I think the reason he got shot, you know, looking at it with hindsight, was that he came from a different background. He was a professional soldier, that he took part in the war of intervention.
In Russia?
Yes, in Russia. And also, I think, it would have been justified to have him shot for cowardice because he was leaving the battalion to come, you know, and be 4 miles, 3-4 miles in the rear. But I don't know what happened in the thing. This is only conjecture on my part in the retrospect. Looking at it, I think that is more likely to have been the case. Yes, we are in Las Rosas now. I remember we came under a fire from artillery, and a shell exploded like I was here, it exploded there.
A few feet away.
Yes, and I thought, I mean, all the hole that it made, you know, in the soil that it disturbed covered me. I thought to myself, I'm a bit safer now. You know, I was there was nothing I could do. I couldn't see anything to fire at. And somebody is hit. So I lift up my head. I'm all right, I say to them. And of course, I look the other way. One was dead, and another one was wounded. The wounded man was Murphy, Pat Murphy from Cardiff. And he got a flesh wound on the leg.
On his thigh.
Yes, and I walked with him to the first aid, about 700 yards to the rear along the ravines, like, you know, this is mountainous country. And it was quite safe to walk, you know, and below, and I walked down to the first aid. And we were there until the evening, and that night we kept looking in case they come. And I remember Kit Conway sent me with an Irish boy in front, and he said, "You look at the skyline and see if you see anything, let us know." And we were looking there for a couple of hours, and then they decided to call us back. Come back, he said. And we started going back, and we did come back. When I got back, the man on the machine gun, an Egyptian, I think he was an immigrant in France, and he joined the brigade in France. He said he thought we were enemy, and he pulled the trigger, but nothing happened because the machine gun jammed. So really, we could have got killed. Anyway, we came away, and then took us to another position, away from the village, about a kilometer away, and it was daytime by now, and we could see on the church steeple, there was a machine gun up there, and I remember somebody telling to the artillery, "Faire sur l'église," and the next minute a shell really hit the church tower, and it cut it in two. So that was that. The machine gun nest on the church tower was gone. We were there for another day, but of course, this is the heart of the winter, and we all got cold. The front has been, there was a slight advance there again, and they were pushed back a bit. Other units were fighting in the same front, and they understand the enemy was pushed back a bit. And the front again stabilized, and were taken away from the front.
So your battalion was in Las Rosas?
Yes.
And do you know the names of the units on either side of your...
No idea, no. You got to realize that really we had no contact with anybody.
Do you know the name of the man who was killed by the artillery fire when Murphy was wounded?
No. I don't remember it. Anyway, we were taken away, and they took us to place called Torreletones. It was a summer resort for the wealthy from Madrid on the mountains, who went in a beautiful house. And there was put hay on the floor, and we slept in comfort under a roof.
So you were in reserve, were you?
No, we were withdrawn now from the front. And eventually, immediately afterwards, rather, we were brought back to Madrigueras, to the base, because I understand that was the agreement. You know, the English leadership would not agree to one single company fighting in a French unit, but more volunteers were coming from England. And the idea was, yes, the company can go, but only for a limited period. And when the others come, they should return and join them in order to form a British battalion.
So it was just your company that was pulled out, not the whole battalion?
I think it was the whole battalion that was pulled out. I couldn't say about the rest, but I think it was the whole battalion that was pulled out. It could have been our company, now that you mention it. Anyway, yes, as far as I know, because we were isolated in I think it will be somewhere else in the history of the if the whole lot was. I know Captain Nathan came to, who was a battalion commander, came to with us. And we left there, and we went back to Madrigueras, to the, and by then, a lot more came from England, and I mean a lot more. And the English battalion was formed, or British battalion was formed.
Could I just ask you about how much you knew, because were you allowed to ask questions like, has the whole battalion been pulled out? Or would they have said, well, we don't want you to know this in case you're captured or something?
No, I don't think if I asked somebody, they would tell me. I don't think there was any danger of me being captured. And not the others, say, because we were withdrawn by then. I think there was openness and probably...